Man, I can't wait till Sunday. I'm going to tell you what. Saints getting it going preseason with the battle at the Chargers. Game day coverage starts at 11 o'clock Sunday morning. Steve Geller, Charlie Long for First Take. Then at 1, countdown to kickoff with Bobby Hebert. Get all-pro analysis of the matchup. Game time, 3:05. Turn down your TV. Turn up the home team. Deuce. Mike Haas and Jeff Nowak on the sideline. And after the game, join the Cajun Cannon for the point after. 10 hours, wall-to-wall Saints coverage. Saints at Chargers Sunday on Saints Radio, WWL, and the free Odyssey app. The aforementioned sideline reporter Jeff Nowak joins us now. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I'm all packed. I'm ready, ready to get on the plane. You know, excited for the significant drop in humidity I'm about to experience. You know, it's good stuff.
People that have never been on a team charter flight have no idea the freedom that you enjoy, do they?
Well, the preseason, we fly commercials.
Oh, so do
we're
you?
We're like the rest of you.
Oh.
Yes, yes.
Well, in that case, you
got to
go through security. You got to fasten your seat belts and so forth. Normally on those charters, they don't even tell you when they're taking off. It's like what do you call them? It's like, you know what it's like? It's like the Ten Commandments movie when Moses goes up to get the mountains. They got people running around doing all kinds. No, I'm just teasing. Tell me about your impression so far. What has stood out most to you at Saints training camp?
Yeah, well, what stood out is I think maybe the offense is a little behind the defense at this point. And so we'll get a better picture of that on Sunday. Because early in camp, it's always like, all right, the defense is winning, but how good is the defense, right? Mm-hmm. That's always the question when you're playing. You know, you don't play against your own defense in games. You play against other teams' defenses. So, I think this weekend is where we kind of start to get a picture of, okay, is maybe the offense a little ahead of the defense because are the defense a little ahead of the offense because the defense is in line for a really big year, which is what you'd hope, or is maybe the offense just scuffling a bit, and that's not completely unreasonable considering you change schemes. You have two young quarterbacks. They're competing, so they're, you know, you're not getting, you know, if you had picked one guy and you said this is the starter, he'd be getting all the first team reps. Instead, mm-hmm. you're kind of splitting those, so you're not getting as many reps. So maybe both guys are a little further behind the curve than they would be if they got all the reps. And that's kind of where I'd like to see personally this quarterback competition wrap up on the earlier side, because I do think that you need to get one of these guys, whoever it is. I don't really care who it is. You need to get one of them enough reps so that week one rolls around, because it's going to be here before you know it, and I want them to be ready. So that's kind of where I'm at right now.
I think that's very interesting, because I would then ask you if one distinguishes themselves, although not everybody can play with the ones, right? I mean, how do you let each quarterback play with the ones and really show you what they can do, or against the ones in with only 3 preseason games, and yet still determine who it is that's standing out to give them the most reps? It seems like a conundrum to me.
That's the tough part of a quarterback battle, right? It's not as difficult with any other position because you can kind of alternate and you can switch them out. With a quarterback battle, it's also contingent on who are you playing with, right? You don't really want to have the first team offensive line in there the entire time. And you can't really call it first team reps unless the quarterback's out there with the first team offensive line, right? There was the Jets had a problem a while ago with Rex Ryan as their head coach, because they had Mark Sanchez in there who was supposed to be their starter, but they pulled their starting offensive line. He ended up getting hurt because he was playing behind the second mm-hmm. stringers. And so you don't want that to happen. But you also have to kind of balance it out if you're really dedicated to the quarterback competition part of it. It's a lot easier to do in practice than it is to do in a game, right? Because you're not hitting in practice. And so you have a little bit more safety built in with your offensive line. Like yesterday, for example, at practice, Spencer Rattler got the first team reps for the first several sets of drills. And then the final set of drills, which is third down specific, Shuck was in there with the first team offensive line and first-team receivers for the final 9 reps, right? So you kind of balance it out that way. It's going to be interesting to see how they do it in a game, right? Do you alternate series? Do you alternate quarters? Is your plan to have this ride through the second preseason game, which would allow you to say, hey, we're going to get one of these guys the first-team reps in this game. Next game, we're going to get that other guy the first-team reps, and you go from there. The issue is, like I mentioned, you know, I think you'd really like to home in on one of these guys, and that's really just slowing it down. But it's going to be up to Kellen. Like, this is his first time as a head coach. It's his boat, so he gets to steer, and we'll see how he manages it.
Let me take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about the practice on Sunday, and I guess as it relates to other training camps, was it brutal or not? Was it productive or not? And also, when it comes to the defense, some players that have particularly stood out to you. We're talking to Jeff Nowak, Saints sideline reporter. Saints tee it up against the Chargers on Sunday afternoon, kickoff 3:05. Our coverage starts at 10 here on WWL. Right now, we pause for traffic. 7:58, our coverage starts at 11 on Sunday with the Saints taking on the Chargers. Jeff Nowak, Saints sideline reporter. Tell me some names on defense. I know I hear Chase Young's having a pretty good camp. Who else?
Yeah, Chase Young is kind of flying around. You know, he dropped a little weight. Him and Carl Granderson, I think they're playing a little lighter this year. So, you know, they just seem a little more mobile than we've had in years past, and hopefully that helps. You know, one of the issues the Saints have had is dealing with mobile quarterbacks. I think this new scheme is going to help that. You know, Devon Godshaw is a guy that I think, you know, when the Saints switched defenses, their biggest need was, hey, we got to go get a nose tackle who can help us stuff the run. And I think he was exactly what they needed. They traded for him from the Patriots. He's just, you know, we talked to offensive linemen, his fellow defensive linemen. This is a league full of big, strong guys, and they're all raving about how big and strong he is. So, you know, he's just going to be a load in there. I think he's going to help a ton because this team just hasn't done much against the run the last couple of years. You know, a depth guy who's been interesting is Jasheen Davis. He's a UDFA out of Wake Forest. Over the course of last week, I think between three practices, he had five sacks with the second and third team. So he's kind of been all over the place. So I'm hoping he can keep that going in the preseason game on Sunday. And then Kool-Aid McKinstry has just been kind of blossoming into a star this camp. You needed that because you moved on from Paulson to Debo, Marshawn Lattimore. So you're kind of resetting at the cornerback position. You need, and I think every good defense has, you know, one of those guys you just don't want to throw at, right? Mm-hmm. And I think he's kind of developing into that. He's confident. He dropped a little weight as well. He's playing more closer to his Alabama weight when he had a lot of success as a sophomore. So he's feeling really good about himself right now.
Thank you, Jeff. Have a good trip. We'll talk to you again soon. Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter. Of course, we'll be listening for him and Deuce and Mike Haas doing a game on Sunday afternoon because it is a lot more enjoyable when you listen to it on WWL. Turn on TV sound, especially during preseason. My Lord in heaven.